Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Imaya. How may I assist you today?
Hi, I'm calling about a transaction on my account from you all, and I was wondering what that was because it doesn't look like nothing I purchased or requested. What?
Okay, well then too.
I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Willing to definitely assist me. I apologize. I had the hiccups. But willing to assist. What's your zip code and name?
My name is Victoria Moore Alexander. My zip code is 20002.
20002?
Yeah, Washington, D.C., 2002.
2002. Okay. And what's your name?
Victoria Moore Alexander.
Thank you. And what's your address?
1200 North Capitol Street, Northwest, Apartment B603, Washington, D.C., 2002.
Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, I have located your account. This is with the Bite Hub. Do you remember back on December 14th, ma'am? This was only to receive a Dyson vacuum. It was a survey entry.
The Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Correct.
I don't
Hello?
have a. I'm not. I don't have that at all.
Was along with the survey entry, ma'am. It was for a fitness trainer app, where the app gives you healthy recipes and boosting your cravings, but it was offered at a recurring billing each month of $49.89. So if you didn't remember personal.
No, take me off of that. No, I didn't request that. No, 49.89.
Correct. If you don't remember placing an order, did you give authorization for someone else to place the order?
Well, it wasn't me, and I'm the card holder.
Okay, so I have to cancel the account and transfer you over to our fraud department. Please remain on hold while I do so, okay?
Hopefully, I can get this 49 put back on my card because I don't. That wasn't something I did.
You'll have to speak to our fraud department, ma'am. Please remain on hold while I notate the account.
What department is that?
Fraud.
Oh, frog. Go right ahead. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Please remain on hold.